Hello, and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing the wide variety of music and musical genres the Nashville area has to offer. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is episode 103. Thanks for listening. If you're ever interested in learning more about anything you hear on the show, just cruise on over to weownthistown.net, click on podcasts, click on the episode detail page for this episode, and it links out to all of these releases. So while you're there, you might even see a music review or a link to something else that you enjoy, and I just highly recommend clicking around as I'm confident that there is something that you'll like. Before we dive in, I do need to make a correction from the last episode. We played Feels So Good to Be Understood from Joe Pizzapia, which I pronounced Pizzapia, almost like a gross Italian stereotype. It's a hilarious mispronunciation, if there ever was one, but it's good to know that I was wrong, and I'm correcting it now. Pizzapia, not Pizzapia. If I ever make any other mistakes, please feel free to drop me a line at We Own This Town, that's at, the at symbol, We Own This Town, on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. I'm happy to admit when I'm wrong, love to learn new things. All right, with that egg on the face embarrassment out of the way, let's dive right in. First up this week is a brand new song from Pale Houses off their forthcoming release, Songs of the Isolation. This 6-song EP is due March 30th, but this track, The Ocean Bed, is now streaming all over the place. So you can hear on Bandcamp, Spotify, etc. Just go check it out or keep listening right now because here is The Ocean Bed from Pale Houses.
Times too strong.
That was The Ocean Bed from Pale Houses off of Songs of the Isolation, due March 30th. Aaron Robinson's voice there is very distinctive. I really love it when that whole thing kicks in. Looking forward to that full release when it comes out. I think you can even pre-order it over there on their Bandcamp. So if you like that, there's more where that came from, so go pre-order it. Next up, we got a band, new band, brand new band. They're called Bleary. The song is called Sour, and it's off of a release that they're just calling Winter Demos. So I'm giving you a little heads up there, not to judge this too harshly, because it is a demo, clearly labeled demo. But it's got a great vibe to it, kind of 80s, gothy, post-punk, new wave vibes. This was released in late January, so I'm hoping there's a full release or an EP coming up somewhere soon right behind this. So let's just dive right into it. No more exposition needed. This is Sour from Bleary.
I'll crawl in my cold bed to rest.
was Sour from Bleary off of their winter demos. My genre tagging there, my live genre tagging, may have been a little inaccurate, but I'm a sucker for female male vocals and harmonizing, and that guitar is just rad. A lot that I like there. Maybe I didn't describe it properly going in, but I fully endorse it. I stand by that endorsement. So, this next band is called All Them Witches. You've probably heard of them. They've released several phenomenal albums. I'm not even sure that they're a Nashville band anymore, to be completely honest. I think one of these guys lives in Nashville now. There's a possibility that they've all moved away. I try and find this information before playing these songs, but I can't be fully confident at this point. I do know that Ben McLeod, guitarist, bassist, random sound guy that's in the band, he does have a side project called Wood Splitter that we've played on this show multiple times. I'm a really big fan, but I've been having a hard time verifying that at least one of them still lives in Nashville. But I'm going to embrace my ignorance. It really is bliss at this point, and I'm just going to go with the fact and say, yes, they are a Nashville band because at least one of them lives here. If anyone can verify that, I would love to know maybe I don't want to know because I really enjoy playing them. And if I find out otherwise, I can't play them anymore. So anyway, this is off a new EP called the Lost and Found EP that just came out. It's four songs. It's got a traditional folk song at the beginning. It's got two reworked previously released songs. And it's got this cover, a Fleetwood Mac song that we're about to hear. It's called Before the Beginning. And it's actually an older Fleetwood Mac song from the album Then Play On, released in 1969. So maybe not going to have the vibe that you would expect from Fleetwood Mac, because I think this predates the whole Stevie Nicks era, but it works quite well for All Them Witches. So let's just dive right in then to Before the Beginning.
Thank you.
was All Them Witches cover of Before the Beginning from Fleetwood Mac. If you like that song, I suggest going over to their Bandcamp and grabbing it pretty quick, because that band does have a tradition of putting up EPs for a little while and then removing them without warning. So if you want to own a copy of that, if you're a weirdo like me with an iTunes library, you might want to grab that and keep it forever. And now we turn to Cookeville. There's lots of good music coming out of Cookeville, and this band called Pumpkin Seed released an album in February of 2017 called Love Cuts, and I want to share with you. It's called In My Head. I don't want to set up your expectations here, but I get a mild, a little bit of a Neutral Milk Hotel vibe. That's setting some expectations a little absurdly, so probably shouldn't even say that. Should probably just cut that out completely before I release this, but likely won't. So just know I get a mild vibe. I want to see if you agree. Give it a listen. Here is Pumpkin Seed with In My Head off Love Cuts. In my head, we come from fabled lands. We come home to the people dancing off to fuzzy pants. Even if we knew how much this love was In My Head from Pumpkin Seed off their Love Cuts album. It's a Cookeville band that managed to insert the phrase septillion cigarettes into their song. I have the utmost respect for that. All right, so now we turn to a punk rock band, self-proclaimed, putting out an EP in April called Mini Meltdowns. This song is called Hospital, and it's featured on a 7-inch with three other songs. So that's fair warning that this is going to be pretty short because it fits on a 7-inch with three other songs. But sometimes just a little blast of punk rock pop can do a body good. So here's Hospital from Mini Meltdowns.
I don't want to go to a hospital or to another show. Uh-oh. I know the things I know. Whoa, my legs are broke, ran out 20 days ago. A year ago I'd score some blow, but now I stay at home. Whoa, so I cry and I cry while he looks right through me, and I can't call my mom.
Hospital from Mini Meltdowns. That clocks in at a minute 23. Love it. If you recognize that voice, that's Michelle Sullivan, who you've probably heard in the band Sherbert, and more recently featured on this show, a band called TV Sisters. So she's all over the place. Love that little blast there. Much appreciated. All right, next is a band that I found on Bandcamp, just browsing around as I do. This is Dial Up Ghost. They're self-titled debut, 7 songs from this new trio. This song's called List Maker. It's got a cool dark overtone to it, in my opinion, and some clever lyrics. So here is List Maker from Dial Up Ghost.
I made a list of the things I need, a roll of money and self-esteem. And I could use a half ounce of weed, but that's a want and not a need. I gotta get my priorities in order, so it seems. 'Cause I'm running from my dreams, and it's making me feel mean. Yeah, it's making me feel mean. It's making me blow smoke. I can hear you laughing. You laugh, but it's no joke. You made a list of the things I need. You wrote God and a degree. You didn't write down therapy, 'cause you just want what's best for me. I put my trust in authority, that I was destined to succeed. Then I realized that your dreams, they just weren't right for me. Yeah, you thought you could save me by shoving shit right down my throat. Well, I don't need your father. Your son or Holy Ghost. I bought a book on anarchy. That's a little bit of irony. But I was hoping to find a key or something to believe. I made a list of the things I need. I wrote them down, 1, 2, and 3. But I left the lines of tea to reflect the current me. Yeah, my tank is on empty, and my heart is out of hope. I know that you are lying. but I'm the writer of the joke.
That's Listmaker from Dial-Up Ghost off their self-titled debut EP. And thus ends the portion of the program where we play a bunch of pop rock songs. And now we delve into some more varietal fare. So up next is TB8S. Cannot say that three times fast. From an album called The Daily Grind. Normally, this guy, Tyler Bates... TB8S, Tyler Bates, performs under the pseudonym The Letterbox Project, but this is just an offshoot that he put out there, and it features a bunch of interesting and compelling samples throughout the album, and he documents all of them on the Bandcamp page for the album, and you can kind of listen along, and it's a really neat project to kind of hear how he used these pieces. So we're going to dive into Customers First, that uses a sample from a 80s Juul training video. So this is like how to be a good cashier, and some of the interstitials there on how to be a good cashier get used in this song. So prepare yourself for TB8S, Customers First. Chaotic vaporwave, because I feel like that would fit in there, at least the beginning of it. It kind of opens itself up there near the end, but at the beginning, it's really a bit of an onslaught in an interesting and compelling and pleasant way, but really not something that you would expect to come out of Nashville, and I'm really pleased that that's something that we can call our own. Speaking of things that we can call our own, and things that maybe I was a little hesitant to play, this is a Murfreesboro ambient project. That's right, ambient. Minimal music from an artist that goes by NGC4414, which I think is the name of a neighboring universe, neighboring galaxy. I don't know. It's something celestial. This is from the Moon EP. The song is called Too Dark to See. And like I said, I was a little hesitant to play it because it is minimal ambient music. But I'm really proud that music like this is getting made in our area. And it's really good. So don't let anyone fool you that... people from our zone are not capable of this kind of music. So this is going to close us out of the episode. This is Too Dark to See from NGC4414. Thank you. That was Too Dark to See from NGC 4414. I find that very calming and therapeutic. That was released in late 2017, but a newer 17-minute track was also released from that band this January. Well worth a listen. There's links on the website, NGC 4414. So that's it. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any suggestions for a future episode, please send them in. If you have any complaints about a past episode, send them in. If you have any words of encouragement, please send them in. We are We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we are weownthistown.net on the World Wide Web. So thanks a lot. Until next time.